So, I was going to do this podcast, well, several days ago. I've discarded a number of attempts since then. At first, I was reading scary stories from the internet, creepypasta, and then I thought, this is kind of fake or kind of lame in places. And then I thought, well, let's talk about what actually scares me. What actually scares us. I think my fears are like a lot of people's. So I'll talk about that. It is Halloween. Happy Halloween, everyone. October 31st, 2016. I'll be posting this podcast after I post a number of other things online. I ultimately decided to go a little easy on myself, so I'm going to be posting a new project that I've started on, which contains some furry hypnosis material, basically. And that's the Moonlit Hypnosis content. And I'm going to be posting, yeah, surprise, new project. I think you guys will like it. I'll talk about that on its own page and its own time, but I'm pretty happy with it. I'm doing it along with Aurelia Alder, who I've worked with before on some material, and she's posting a little bit of my work recently. I've revamped a little bit of the site. There's a links page that's properly working now. I'm redoing stories, podcasts, live sessions, etc. I don't really have any questions I think I haven't answered, or I think I answered a bunch by email. But if I ever miss your question, you can always send questions to me at mail@esuccubus.com. Just use the subject line podcast, and I'll see the question and answer it on the next one. I'll try to do these more regularly, but things do get in the way. So we just had a poll, basically, on the site, and the poll is kind of to determine what are some popular file ideas my patrons would like to see done within various categories. And I tend to take the top two or three is what I've been doing and making files out of them at minimum, with those themes, within my own discretion. You'll see a few of those toward the end of November. Toward the start of November, I'll be doing another chastity piece, some feminine transformation form stuff with feminine succubus seed Mirabelle, that'll be breast-centric, and I'm going to be doing some dominant couples pieces. Well, half-dominant, half-submissive for people to listen to, and then listen to with their partner listening to the other half. Material for dominance to make them more confident, feel more energetic, feel like they're really doing what their partner wants, is kind of near the top of my list now. So, let's talk about Halloween. I'm going to be releasing, tomorrow specifically, two Dark Knight files. These are the Merethian Goddess of the Hunt, Farrah. I did a file with that theme last year, and these are a kind of virility and a kind of fertility file, respectively. So one will be for people with penises, and it'll basically just be strong, vibrant, cum volume kind of theme, plus sex with a sexy otherworldly entity. So good fantasy story with a long nature-based deepener. And then I'm going to be doing one that's kind of like impregnation fetish almost, but a little tamer, maybe some plant-based mind control themes, and again, a nature-based deepener. I'll be putting those up either tomorrow or the next day. I'm putting this podcast up tonight, and I'll be posting links to the new material I'm doing under the new site heading, and a link to its Patreon, which will be separate since I'm sharing it with another person I'm working on the project with. That's enough about other things that are going on. I will be working on books like Sings the Steel to Sleep and more Cum Witch material in the coming month. Right now, I'm just kind of gonna talk about things that scare me, my interests lately, how things have been going. Well, firstly, in my life, there have been a lot of people I cared about who I've fallen out of touch with, at one time or another. Some of them met through this site, even. And I worry that they're not doing okay, that they think poorly of me, or worse yet, that I'll have forgotten them. So every now and then I do write down or talk to myself about people I cared about that I wish I had a way to contact them, but I don't. There's Haley, who's out there somewhere. I think she's pretty happy. She was in a pretty fun dominant relationship last I talked to her. There's Sarah, who I've fallen out of touch with. That's someone I knew when I was much younger. Beautiful. Intelligent. A little burnt out on life in her own way, but we had a lot of fun, and I think she's moved on relatively happily. She's living day to day, far as I know. She checks in from time to time, but she always changes email addresses after she does. There's Amanda, who's out there somewhere, and I think she's doing fairly well. She's a massage therapist now. Last I heard from her, anyway. Fiona, who I knew when I was young. Only girl I ever knew with black hair and freckles. She moved back to Scotland when my senior year finished, and I never really heard from her past a couple of letters. I remember the little doodles she'd make in the margins of her sketchbooks. We'd have long walks cutting class. I remember Sarah, who treated me better than I deserved. I remember Richard, who's fallen out of touch, but he was living a dominant life with a woman he called his goddess, and I think they're quite happy. And on, and on, and on. Laura, who is someone I knew when I was very young and very stupid. I hurt her pretty badly and lost touch. Kathleen, same deal. I could go on forever, and no doubt you have a litany like the one I have. Names in your head that have meaning only for you, and maybe you'd try to write it down and transmit it. Maybe you'd try to convey it to someone else, but it's hard. Even if you're okay at words like me, it's really hard. Because there is a danger in forgetting yourself. A fear we have of that. A fear we have that things that were once important to us will fall from our sight and we'll lose the piece of us that they represent. So every now and then, maybe, do what I do to fight off that fear. Tell yourself stories about yourself. Write them down. Blog them somewhere. Read them now and then. It's a nice reflection. Other things I fear. Failure. I think we all do. I put my work out into the world and people tell me it's good. They tell me they enjoy it. And I always have that doubt, that imposter syndrome. I know successful women tend to get it, but I've got it and it really, really sucks. So my fear my work isn't good enough is always there. And so I keep going, I keep striding on, I keep making things, putting them out there, hoping people will keep on liking, responding, enjoying. But the fear is always there that the next thing I make will simply not be desirable. It won't speak to anything in the human condition, that my eyes, my mind for these things, my ideas will all dry up and lose any semblance of communication with other people. It hasn't happened yet, it probably won't, but it's a fear. And it's one of those selfish fears where I don't want to lose something I have that I value and that helps me survive. I guess another of my fears has always been that the money will dry up. I mean, this is one people can relate to. Financial woes. I mean, I did school and I'm still seeking new jobs with my skills there. And writing is kind of a full-time job in its own right. And people appreciate it and enjoy it and like my library, but it takes a little bit of thought to get around to feeling comfortable with depending on people supporting and liking my work enough. But now I feel kind of secure in that, so I breathe a sigh of relief on that. Other fears. The unknown. I mean, a friend told me recently that horror, as a genre, is about the secret understood fear that there's someone out there that you don't know about who wants to hurt you. And every urban legend, every scary story, has that at its basis. The recent clown hysteria, all that stuff. And it's hard for me to write about it because most of the work I do is about bondage, dominance, hypnosis. It's situations where you want someone to trust you. And if you shock someone or scare them, they might always be tensed, worrying you're going to do it again. And so whenever I introduce horror elements or fear elements, I not only have to warn about them in advance, but I have to kind of soften them up so that people will feel comfortable with what I'm saying and continue to feel connected to me, guided by me. Because that's a really valuable thing. The rapport, the connection we share is incredibly valuable and I never want to lose it. So unfortunately, that can sometimes mean exploring certain themes is more difficult than you would think. But I'm starting to do it with disclaimers in the way. I mean, the kind of monster guy and girl stuff I like, whether it's minotaur ravishment, or harpies caught in breeding heat, or plant women, or tentacle monsters, it all includes an element of surprise and shock. But I very quickly have the characters in the stories, even if they're you, either come around to enjoying things, or be okay with them already. Because the elements of actual fear are not really what you want to work with if you're trying to help someone hypnotically recreate a fantasy. Unfortunate, because I know some people are into that kind of stuff, and when I write books, I can do it there, because then I'm not depending on the rapport between hypnotist and subject. But then even in an audiobook, I wouldn't want my voice out there saying scary things. Although, I mean, I will tell a scary story. It is Halloween. I'll tell a few. And I'm going to put a few out on the site with very slight scary elements. Actually, one of my favorites is the ambiguous ending. When you tell a story and it's not clear what happens to people at the end. Then again, when I did cowgirl wrangling and it looked like the girl in the file, Marie, might lose her job, I got a lot of sad letters from people super worried about her, so I don't know if I could get away with doing an ambiguous ending without people complaining or worrying. I don't really want to worry people. By the way, Marie kept her job, and if you listen to Cat on the Farm, you'll find she's one of the girls I'm working into that series. But that's a story for another day. There's a lot of potential in Halloween, the masks, the costume play, and I never really had time to explore it prior to Halloween, so I might do a few files afterward just with that costume, dress-up, hypnotic clothing kind of theme, and let people enjoy that. Let's see. I'm working on a lot of new stories with sci-fi elements, because that interests me. And I'm working on some transformation pieces. Let's talk about what appeals to us about transformation. It's not just the achievement of the ideal form, it's sometimes the process. Don't you like the idea of your body being re-sculpted and it being so pleasurable that you identify strongly with whatever new form you're moved into? The hands of the controller moving over your body, massaging you as if you were clay, molding you into a new shape and then adding features, maybe hypersensitive nipples, maybe you really, really go under when the top of your head is rubbed, adding new erogenous zones, new alterations. These things can all be tied into the transformation fantasy. And what I like is furry transformation. I guess this is appropriate for a costume play discussion as well. Because you can always work animalistic elements, heightened senses in there, and there's something wonderful about differences in how the body interacts with pleasure, with one another, feeling fur under your hands or your paws as you touch. I like that kind of thing. Buck Bunny Bondage, the Canine Pepper Files, they all tie into a kind of animalistic anthropomorphic animal with that human intelligence still there, but body parts trending toward morphing. Werecats, werewolves, there's all sorts of fiction. Half-dragons, various characters I've played in Dungeons & Dragons, bring to mind the half-templates that allow someone to have some features of animalism but retain their intelligence. These things all tie together. So you'll see some of that coming from me in the coming days. Let's see. As far as what else scares me, well, I'm not really bothered by horror movies, but as I sit here speaking to you, it's pitch black outside. There's a window above me and to the right, a window that looks right down on me. It's right above my computer, so I can always look out at it out of the corner of my eye. But it's perfectly black. There are no houses behind mine. There's nothing out there in the pitch black of the night to disturb or reveal. But I've got very good night vision, so on moonlit nights, bright nights, I sometimes see shapes and shadows, and I wonder, it might be a squirrel, it might be a raccoon, it could be anything. But if it is out there, I am sitting in a well-lit room, and it is not. So whatsoever might be out there in the darkness looking in, it can see me perfectly. My every contour, it can see when I go to the bathroom, it can see my schedule, my procedures, my lips moving now, it can see my microphone lighting up, it can see anything. It can see the door sliding open, and indeed when the door opens and it's my cat pushing inside, I have no way to know, because I've got headphones on. No way to know if the door opened behind me. And sometimes when I get really zoned out and I stare at the words flowing in the podcast, I look away from that window. And then I remember that I should look back up at it. I've really got to get some kind of paper or curtains to cover that over. But just some food for thought. But all the unprotected windows in your house, you've been too lazy to choose nice curtains for. So, let's see. That's really all I wanted to say for now. These are the thoughts that are on my mind. Send me your questions. mail@esuccubus.com. If you check, you'll see I've just released a few things. I'll post about them on the Patreon as well. And basically, this is partly my new site. I also made a file free today, Submit to Her. It's a great couples file. It works very well with Images Her and Obey Women, but it also kind of works as a overall female empowerment and dominance piece, it's pretty intense, and I feel it works very well with devotion. And devotion, too, if I'm the person you keep in mind while you listen. And I hope I am. I've really been enjoying what I've been making lately, and the unconditional show of support has just been wonderful. I'm going to be using these funds to, hell, actually get work out there more consistently, to do proper publishing and cover design on some of my books, to expand my horizons into game design. I have someone in line to draw sprites for an actual visual novel if I feel like making it, or simple sprites for a purely text-based Twine game. And I may do that with a hypnosis theme, where something is built to kind of randomize your hypnosis session, or where you're kind of hanging out with a dominant and they respond and you go through dialogue options and dates on different nights, and little fun scenarios play themselves out, and it might give you like an instruction card of what you should do to prepare, whether it's getting a bowl of ice ready nearby, or slipping into your sexiest outfit, or binding one of your hands. There are just so many little interactive things I want to explore. And that's where I'm headed. Take care of yourselves out there. And happy Halloween.